Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got Dr. Tom Anastasi back on the show. Tom is teaches leadership at Harvard University School of Public Health. He is also teaches at the the MBA director at the Daniel Webster College. He is the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, American Dream Done Right, and he's our good friend Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Tom, we've been talking about helping small business owners get themselves off the ground, especially startups getting off the ground, the fledgling small businesses out there. And one of the things that hits them right between the eyes very quickly is amid all the excitement of of finding a place to work and buying equipment and finding a name and doing all the technical and the detail stuff that you got to do to get a business going and to grow it, somebody has got to go sell something.
Yeah. Even in big corporations like IBM, the only two departments that directly affect the bottom line are sales and manufacturing. And if you don't do manufacturing, it's only sales. Jack Falvey, a New Hampshire resident and frequent contributor to the Wall Street Journal, said that sales is your most important function. Everything else is overhead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. And what small business people don't realize is that from day one, they're a salesperson.
And, there is one group of small business out there that has a real hard time with this. And those are the ones that are started by professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, people who have like a dentist or a doctor or an attorney somebody who's a technical person. People in the computer business
mm-hmm.
fall into this slot. If you're a technical person, you might not have any sales training, and you might not even like it very much. Even if you had training, you might not like it.
Some people love sales. Other people don't like it. But
I know people who make a living helping non-sales personalities learn how to sell.
Sure. Now, what I tell people is I've worked with thousands of professional salespeople, and I've also worked with many, many, many small business owners, hundreds of them, probably thousands by now. And the one thing I tell the non-professional salespeople is don't worry. Because if you are customer-focused, if you believe in what you sell, if you are knowledgeable about your product, and you deal with that customer as if they were paying you for your advice and not mm-hmm. buying a product, you're going to get more than your fair share of sales.
Just bestow upon them why you're doing what you're doing. You're excited about it. You're passionate about it. You love what you do. You think what you have is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Act like that.
Sure, and don't worry about pricing. And if you're more expensive, wear that with pride, with honor.
Yeah.
And just
yeah.
tell people, yeah, we're a little bit more than the other guys, but you get me.
You know,
get all this attention, and people will say, yeah, no, that's worth it. Yeah, you're right.
You know, Tom, there are a couple other things, though, that we have to tell them. And we were having a little Pollyanna glad game moment there for a little bit. But there are a couple of things, and you brought one of them up, and I'm going to bring the other one up. This pricing thing, you do have to know how much you have to charge for your product in order for you to stay in business. You have to know that. And that's a technical thing. You do have to determine that. You can't just go around, letting people love you into business. You gotta know what your pricing needs to be. That's one thing. The other thing is there are some selling skills and some 21st century sales realities that you have to know. But that takes time. I mean, the first things first. The first thing is is you have to just realize that if you believe in what you're doing, that will go a long way. What do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. And my first book, which became a bestseller, is still available on Amazon.com called Personality Selling. And again, it's just be yourself, understand your customer, don't try and manipulate people, understand what their wants and needs are, and you'll get more than your fair share of business.
Right, absolutely. Tom, give us the website, please, where you are.
TomAnastasi.com.
Just like it sounds, TomAnastasi.com. And they can find your book there, right, The Successful Entrepreneur?
They can, or Amazon.com, GlenBridgePublishing.com, I'm all over the place.
Or just look for the name and find the book that Tom has written that you think you'll like. Check it out. My website is SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. We're going to be right back. 20 till. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi. Dr. Tom Anastasi is the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. We're talking about sales and salesmanship and sales management in our small businesses, especially if you're trying to get one off the ground. Tom, before we went to the break, one of the things we were talking about is pricing. And pricing is so important. But it morphs, doesn't it? It's a shapeshifter in terms of how you think about it. In the early days of starting your business, basically you just need customers and you need revenue, and you can sort of in the very, very early stages, unless you're selling a product that you got inventory, you're having to buy, you have to know how much to sell this for, so that you can at least recover your expenses. You know, you don't have to make a profit in the early days as long as you get some revenue going and you cover your expenses. But you got to know what that is, don't you?
You do. And there's ways of finding that out. And you're right. At the very beginning, you want to have that success story, because that way for future calls you can say, well, I was just down at Liberty Mutual delivering some product and or, you know, Dr. So-and-so comes into my shop all the time.
Right, right.
And, you know, he's a veterinarian.
Well, or you just need to have people telling other people about you. Maybe they're telling about you, not you. Not just you doing that.
That's true. Absolutely.
But the other thing is if you're selling your product for too little, and you are selling it, and you're so proud of yourself, oh, honey, look, you know, we had a great day. We had a record day today. Well, if you're giving it away, you don't get to pat yourself on the back about that.
You don't. You can't make up loss in volume. I've known so many small businesses who get the big corporate client, and they're very happy about this, and they're making an accounting profit. So they're making maybe two or three margin points or
right,
percentage points of profit. But the problem is they forget that overhead is a real expense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the beginning, you can do that, but eventually you've got to pay overhead and, oh, I don't know, yourself.
One
and
of the things that happens,
sure,
Tom,
that.
One of the things that happens is a lot of people leave a company they worked for and they go start a business, a competing business, because they think that their old boss charged too much. I'm going to sell, you know, the principle of my business is that I'm going to be cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Your old boss probably finally found out what it costs to stay in business.
Right. Exactly.
Their pricing is not to gouge people. They understand that what you said about overhead, what you said about you've got to be able to capitalize your business with profits. Two, that means that some of your growth revenue has to, some of your growth capital has to come from profits. You can't get all that. You can't grow successfully if it's always from borrowed capital.
Well, right. It's a math problem.
So, the main thing is I just want us to talk about a little bit about pricing. You got to do that, but let's get back into the sales part of it.
Sure.
The fun part.
Sure. So remember, there's no natural salesperson, and what you do is you have to understand your product, understand the competitor's product. And what I always tell people, don't negative sell.
Yep.
Only talk about the positives of what you do.
It turns people off.
Don't bash the competition. And so the worst thing I've ever said about something is, oh, yeah, they're a reputable company, and they have good products. But let me tell you about my products. They are so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have some, yeah, they have some good products. Now, I'm not negative selling. I'm not going to go overboard talking about competitors, but I really want to talk about how proud I am of what I'm doing.
Well, and the thing is, if you're a small business, they're not coming there to buy your products because they can get your products anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming there because of you. Never underestimate the power of you in this relationship. What do you think, Tom?
Absolutely. This drives companies crazy because if companies have a large sales force, customers will buy from the sales rep, not from the company.
Right.
Same thing for small businesses. They will do that. And again, it's your integrity, your honesty, your knowledge, your passion for your customer. That's going to make the difference.
Let me give you a quick example of something that happened to me this last month. I was looking for a certain product, and I looked online. I shopped online like most people do. And I wasn't sure if I was going to like it. Well, I happened to be in a town a few days later, a larger city that had a business that had the product itself. And I went there. I wanted to hold it in my hand. And it was a little more expensive than online. And I was prepared to buy it from them, even though it was more expensive, because they had allowed me to see it. And I felt that, you know what, this was worth something to me, to be able to see what I was buying and not have to send it back if I didn't like it. Nobody waited on me. I didn't get one nod. Hello, can I help you? What are you looking for? Nobody did any of that, even though there were people working in the business doing nothing.
That is just a tragedy.
And so guess what I did? My obligation flew right out the window. I put the product down. I decided that's what I wanted. I turned around and went back online, and I ordered it and saved money. But I was prepared to give them a little more money because if they had come forward and let it be a little more about them and not just about me and the product.
One of my SBDC clients owned an Oriental rug store. He told me it cost him $400 to have every single person walk into that store.
Wow.
And if everyone is not treated like they're kings and queens,
right,
he would drive him
when
nuts.
It costs you $400 for them to come into the door, everybody's got to leave with a $10,000 rug, right?
Hey, enough people to make sure that $400 is worth it, sure.
That's right. Stand by, 10 till. We'll be right back with our good friend, Dr. Tom Anastasi.
So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with Dr. Tom Anastasi. And we're talking about sales. And now we're going to talk about sales management. Tom is the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, American Dream Done Right. Tom, your website is tomanastasi.com?
Yes.
The books are there and everything. So check that out, folks. Okay, Tom. What do we need? What do small business owners need to know about sales management?
Biggest thing you got to know is that salespeople are a different breed. They think differently. They act differently. They're just not the same as your other employees.
If they're good at sales, they're not like everybody else.
They're not, and that's a good thing. It's kind of like research and design folks. They're just different. The first person most small business owners hire will be a salesperson, because you realize, oh my gosh, I've got to bring revenue in, and I'm spending all of my time doing that, and so you have somebody else do that. Now, compensating that person is tough, because you can do commission only, and I found sometimes your best and your worst salespeople gravitate toward commission only.
Mm-hmm.
Your best do, because they realize they have unlimited earning potential.
Mm-hmm.
Your worst do, because no one will hire them, because they're not getting a salary.
They're not worth a salary.
Try it, right. So you got to kind of use your best judgment about who's what. I say, if you have somebody representing your dream, that's not the place to save money. Get the best people. Now, at the very beginning, most of your salespeople are going to want a combination of salary and commissions. You're going to have to pay them a little something. Sometimes. Now, you can get very good salespeople just on commission or a very small salary or paying expenses. Biggest thing you've got to do is if they're making their numbers and making you rich, let them just...
I know. I've known many small business owners who had a top salesperson who made more money than they did in any given year.
And that freaks out some people.
It messes some people up, but they don't. You got to get over that.
You do. You do.
If your commission structure is right, then every nickel they make, you get that much more. But you just, the reason that you're not making as much money as they are, you just haven't grown your business to that level yet.
Right, and I tell people, and I've known small business people who will change their commission plan once someone makes more than they do.
Yeah.
And then wonder why that person leaves.
That's letting your ego shoot yourself in the foot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now if people are underperforming, is it because your pricing is off? Is it because they're not making enough calls? Are they calling on the wrong people? And you've really got to get some data on that. So if they're doing well, just let them go. I did sales and sales management for 15 years before getting into academics. And, you know, I would always be a star salesman, always make my numbers. And then there used to be a code around 10 o'clock on Friday. I told my my boss I was going to go off and do some cold calling selling beach management software. And... But, you know, if you're making your numbers, you can take those Friday afternoons.
But, you know, Tom, in the second decade of the 21st century, in what I'm calling the age of the customer, selling is changing because more and more customers, more and more prospects that you meet are already know a lot more about you and your products and what you sell and how to use them than people than prospects knew 10, 20, 30 years ago. So you can't have people who walk up and act like people don't know what they're buying. You got to plug in with prospects a lot higher level nowadays.
You do, and they're going to come in armed with a lot of knowledge. Some of that knowledge is going to be accurate, and others is not going to be based on their own research.
Right.
It's your job as a professional just to let them know this is really what the scoop is. And as a manager, it's your job to train people, and you've got to keep up on everything. And then you can also buy lists. How are people making calls? Are they doing too many on-site visits? Are they could they do more phone calls beforehand to set things up? Are they spending time around when they go to a client? They should be calling in all the clients around.
Right.
Now, these are very basic things for professional sales managers, but for somebody who is an engineer who's just started their own company, they may not know all these things.
Right, right. Hey, Tom, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for giving us some great ideas, some great thought starters on being in sales and sales management. And the website is TomAnastasi.com. The book is called The Successful Entrepreneur. Tom, again, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.